This is KUT. In less than a month, the window for registering for this year's presidential election will close. That's why on Tuesday's National Voter Registration Day, groups were helping folks all over the city get registered. That includes people who are blind. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Lanisha Grimes is visiting the Chris Cole Rehabilitation Center. It's a facility in Austin that provides services and job training to adults who are legally blind. Grimes, who is legally blind herself, is getting some advice on what to do if she has trouble navigating a polling site.
But we also have a 1-800 number, so if you're having problems, you can call me. I'll try to help you solve it in real time.
Okay. What
part? Like a lot of other people, Grimes says she's planning on voting in November, but she's not exactly excited about it.
Well, I'm more excited about the thought of having a woman being the president the first time. But all the other stuff, no.
Grimes isn't too happy about some of the things she's heard throughout this presidential election. Again, just like a lot of us. And now that the election is getting closer, well,
I'm very anxious. I think everybody should get out and vote.
And if you're part of the visually impaired community like Grimes, or part of the disabled community in general, you are actually less likely to vote. According to a 2013 study funded by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, voter turnout for disabled adults was 5.7 percentage points lower than that of people who do not have a mental or physical disability. That's why the League of Women Voters and local disability rights groups work together to put this registration drive together. Here's Nevzat Adil with the National Federation for the Blind.
We just want to show the community that we are interested in voting. We're just citizens who are interested in issues and stuff, and it's important to vote. We're trying to raise the consciousness among blind people that, you know, we don't only have rights, we have also responsibilities like, you know, voting and other civic responsibilities.
June Conway with the League of Women Voters of Austin says this was the first voter registration drive the League has held specifically for the blind.
Because it's a little different from just being at an event and having people walk up to a table or, you know, you assault them in the crowd and say, are you registered to vote? So it's a new experience for us, and I think a new experience for them.
Conway says she plans on doing this again, probably for the 2018 election. For this year, though, the voter registration deadline is October 11th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.